Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and frickin' confused when I think of what might be next. It's also the 22nd day of June, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 73 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 80 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's finally summer. Huh. It's wonderful. I love it. Summer is my favorite time. I mean, I always remind people of talking about how hot it is in the summer when you're freezing your ass off in the winter. Oh, let's see what we got here. Well, we're just going to open up and do a little gabbing right out the gate, and we'll do that as soon as we return. Well, I'm just starting the damn day to find my girl's gone away. She took the Greyhound in the general store. I searched myself, I searched the town. When I finally did set that, I find myself much wiser than before. She said we couldn't do no wrong, nor the love could be so strong. She locked up my heart in the bottom drawer. Now she took my heart, she took my keys from in my old blue.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. You know, when we first started From the Trenches, worldreport.com, and it started, I mean, it was, nobody knew who we were. But it grew fast because we were out there, you know, we're shouting it at the roof from the rooftops, you know, goddamn, look at what's going on around you people. You better, I mean, you know, and we threw political correctness out the window. We, you know, we just stood up and talked like we felt. And, you know, the first, you know, and they saw the power growing. The first thing they tried to do is incorporate it into different, you know, factions, you know, the different collectives out there. They tried to make it their own, you know, I mean, it's like we've talked just recently, a month, you know, this month even, about, you know, they want a political apparatus, like what Alex Jones did there in Bunkerville, sending his people down there to try to act like that was his goddamn power because they were going to push it in a political way to get things that's going to make things better for them. Put the good old boys back in control. And then, you know, it come up to the Ron Paul, you know, in 2012. And we'd already seen this act in 2008. And, I mean, I was on the air condemning it right down the line. He ain't going to do nothing. He's a safety valve, and that's all he is. And also a manufacturer of consent, just like this shit that's going on today. But, you know, we went along with it because we were, you know, over there with in Liberty Tree Raider and all these people. Everybody just give it one more try. Come on, Henry. God damn, you people are stupid, but if you're going to give it one more try, I guess there's nothing I can do to stop you. I didn't do it. Yeah, well, I take that back. I did in a primary. One primary. In fact, I'd been registered as an independent since I was 18 years old, and that's the first I switched over to a Republican so I could say I gave it my goddamn all. Just like when I did the law, I gave it, you know, right up until it's just, hey, man, there's no curve here. It is what it is. It ain't going to happen this way. At any rate, and even my, you know, my sons, you know, they're old enough, and they're just, you know, they see the problem, and you know, this Ron Paul thing. I mean, Chris, he went and became a backup reserve, whatever, delegate, whatever. I mean, did the whole fucking thing. Gave money to the son of a bitch. And I'm saying all along, man, I know what's going to happen here. And sure enough, man, Ron Paul, man, he took another powder. He took a powder. You know, he just rolled over. He done got all the votes out there, all the people that signed up, like myself, I switched over to Republican. I know a lot of people that never voted before that, you know, went out and got on the goddamn consent rolls because of Ron Paul. So when it was all over and Barack Obama, who could not, I mean, they were talking about in June, replacing him, getting another Democrat to run because there was no way that man could get elected. There was no way people were going to come out and vote, but they did. They came out and they got their consent one more time for 4 more years of Obama. And then, you know, we come up to today and, you know, Bundes and this goddamn crew that's coming out and, you know, the libertarian, we're libertarians. Another goddamn political collective that does. And, you know, the thing here, people, is our Bill of Rights has been removed. There is no other consideration. There is no forming political parties. You dumb son of a bitches. You don't have no rights. You're a fucking slave. What the overseer does is only a consequence to the slave of how he has to act, how he's forced to act, how he lives the will of another person. And until that Bill of Rights is restored, there's none of us. We're in a fight. That's all there is to it. We're at war. Plain and simple. I threw old BMF off the site this morning because of this same shit. But, you know, the thing is, if you're a fucking Ron Paul loving son of a bitch and libertarian, what the fuck are you doing on From the Trenches? We don't like political parties. We don't cotton to none of that shit. We're free individuals. And he said in his response got him threw off, talking about my army. Have I ever come and told you people that I have an army? Or have I always said, I'm not your leader or anything else. I'm just one man that's going to goddamn fight. And I, not to say that, you know, I couldn't throw some people together real goddamn quick and have a hell of a fight of it. Not that I don't already have people ready to fight. But I've never come on and said I have an army. But by God, there is an army out there and you better wait. And you know, the thing is, if we were inconsequential, they would ignore us. They're not ignoring us. They hate our fucking guts, man. God damn it. You know, this thing with the Bundys and everything, they put this scam together, man. It took them months and months to put this together after what happened up there in. I got to go see who this is. Hang on. What's going on? Oh, sorry about that, guys. I got to shut the door again. At any rate, I almost lost my train of thought there. At any rate, like I said, if we're inconsequential, you know, but we are consequential. We've shut this shit down is what we've done. And it's pissing them off. It's pissing them off to no end. You know, they come out, it's like I try to tell you, you know, we're libertarian. There's a bunch of us. That's what the guy tried to tell us. You know, we're just too few to do anything, but there's a bunch of us as compared to, you have nobody. Really? I don't really give a fuck, dude. Because I'm talking about me fighting, son of a bitch. You think I won't? Come give her a go. Plain and simple. Every fucking time. Come give it a go. But you better fucking come ready to die or kill. One of the fucking two, because that's what it's going to be. Yeah, we've heard them. The bottom line is that this shit has hit a fucking wall. Just like it did over there in the microfet. They hit a wall. They hit a wall. The thing is, there is a huge army out there of patriots, 40 million men that are ready to fight right now. They're not out there. They're working their asses off trying to keep their, you know, their selves above water, you know, trying to eat and keep a roof over their head. But the bottom line here is these people are there. And if you think they're not there, well, just come on. What are you doing? I think the Libertarian Party in their last goddamn run or something, they got clear up to, you know, 5 or 6%. You think I fucking care about your 5% or I'm afraid of you in some way? 5%, a bunch of candy-ass, spineless cowards. The Bill of Rights, buddy. And fuck your political parties. That Libertarian Party is just like the rest of these goddamn parties. There are no Republicans. There are no Democrats. There are no conservatives, liberals, libertarians, or progressives. There is the law or there is not. And right now there is not. And until there is nothing to talk about. It's time to fight. But they still, you know, like this guy trying to weasel it in. When the fuck didn't you leave the site? You know what we thought around Paul? You know what we thought of the Libertarian Party? Any party. Any collective. But that army is out there, buddy. 40 million fucking strong, and there is no leader. There's nobody you can coerce. There's nobody you can buy off. You'd have to buy us off one by one, and the price we're demanding is our Bill of Rights. Give her a go. Other than that, there's going to be a hell of a fight. And there's nothing nobody can do to stop it, because the trenches isn't an army, but it is a mindset. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You got a choice between Bill Weld or Adam Kokesh.
I don't know either name. Charlie, maybe you could enlighten me.
No, it's not worth wasting time on.
No.
Well, I just saw an email anyway.
Oh. Oh, man, I'm telling you people. But, yeah, you know, this person, like 2,000 comments, you think that, you know, and it's always been this little, you know, they'll throw in just a little bit. You know, if you're a Ron Paul guy, what the fuck are you doing it from the trenches? Ron Paul has a site. Why aren't you over there? Why are you coming over here? Because this is where the goddamn fight is, and they know it. They know who the people are who are going to fight and who are not. Who they would like to use that power and put it behind, you know, just like Donald Trump, you know, and with the grassroots thing here and connecting again with, you know, Joe McNeil trying to connect it in with the militias. And I back him. Remember that? He backed old Trump 110%, the treasonous bastard. And then, you know, right now they're trying that flag thing. I keep, you know, we've been going at over that flag thing. They keep bringing that goddamn flag thing in because anything to try to get you to go collectively to fight for them. Like we have done in this country since the inception of this country, every fucking generation going out and dying and bleeding so that a handful could have it all. And the people doing the dying and the bleeding, well, you get to work through your lives if you're lucky. If you're lucky, you can afford to bury yourself at the end of the deal. It's not going to be that way. And like I said, I mean, I'll give you the same, you BMF, does that sound bad, motherfucker? Is that what that's supposed to mean? I'll give you the same go with it, bad motherfucker. You think it ain't out here, give it a go. Test it and see what happens to your sorry ass. And I'll tell you how this ends. It ends with the goddamn, your lips sewed shut and pennies on your eyes, you motherfucker. We're not playing games here. That's why we're hated by all the factions out there who are going with the political parties and all this phony ass bullshit trying to feather their own beds. And to hell with the rest of us. You know, I think about the movie The Patriot, when Benjamin Martin goes to Charlestown. And they have the meeting there, and he's the colonel or whatever the hell he is. You know, the charlatan that's hijacking the goddamn uprising. He's there talking, and Benjamin Martin goes, "Well, we petition the king," and this really sets home with me. We petition the king, and the guy goes, "We've already done that," and then he talks about the Battle of Bunker Hill, and he says, "Well, then we do it again and again." Yeah, Benjamin Martin, and this is what the reality of it is, people. You look at the beginning of the program. Benjamin Martin's sitting back on his fucking plantation. His fields are nice and growing. Man, he's out there playing with his hobby, making a goddamn rocking chair. I don't guess he would want no goddamn trouble, would he? But the poor son of a bitches that were suffering under the tyranny of that goddamn king at the lower levels, you know, that couldn't even vote in this because only the landowners could vote under the colonial system. You had to have goddamn, you had to own land. Or you didn't have a vote. You didn't have nothing to say. If you were just a fucking peon in this country, just a regular fella. Well, like it had gotten so bad that the people had stood up at Lexington Concord and shot the sons of bitches. But old Benjamin Martin, he, like I said, this is what we're going on right now today. These people are sitting in, goddamn, you know, they're got a vacation. They got money in their pocket. They can afford to go and do what they want to do. They know what this problem is, and they know where it comes from. But, hey, man, if we could just get it so I'm okay, fuck everybody else. And this is their attitude. That's why that 40 million is going to run your ass down, motherfucker. Because you know what? The most dangerous thing on this goddamn planet is a man with nothing to lose. And you got about 40 million men with nothing to lose and everything to gain by wiping your ass off this planet. You're 6%. You better stay out of our faces or you're going to get hurt. Plain and simple. And you're going to get hurt anyway for going along with this shit, because what they're talking about, voting some more goddamn consent. Get your name on the consent rolls. Get that vote out there. So, go ahead.
Yeah, the most disgusting thing, you know, I was telling you about the precinct chairman. They have that Republican Party monthly meetings.
Uh-huh.
And, man, they, if you don't stand up for that flag and and for Reagan and Holly North, I'm telling you, that's like spitting on the mother's grave or something. Those people are...
I'm the kind of fella, see, that's the problem with, it's a problem here. The people in the trenches, they'll piss all over that flag, because you know what, we understand what it means. And we're not going to pretend. You know, it says, I pledge allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to no fucking flag. That's just a piece of goddamn cloth with colors on it. And those colors right now today represent blatant, in-your-face tyranny, rape, murder, theft. Somebody tried to tell me it doesn't. I want to hear somebody tell me that that son of a bitch stands for anything else around the world.
It stands for the most evil, most evil country ever existed.
You goddamn right it does. The most evil empire to ever exist. And it will go down in the annals of history. That flag will, because it's not coming back. It'll never fly again. It's been too, it's the very image has been so dirtied. It'll go down in the annals of history with the hammer and sickle and the yellow star against the red fill of China. It'll go down in history with the swastika, a representation of evil, of the worst in man. Under that flag, man, genocide's been committed on another country. Genocide! I keep thinking about I'll never forget that. Seeing that woman wailing, they're loading these kids, little kids. They care so much about kids when they're invading your goddamn country to come take everything you got. Oh, poor kids. Man, they were loading them like cordwood, guys. And that's what that flag represents. That flag
supposedly Trump. It was Bush was dropping 30 bombs a day. Mm-hmm. Obama. 50 bombs a day, but Trump is over 200 per day.
Every day he's killing people. Little children are getting killed in your name, flying that flag. Just go ahead and worship that son of a bitch right to your grave, because there's too many people out here that understand what's going on. They are disgusted.
Henry.
Go ahead, Katie.
Yeah, thank you. I got to tell you, it was about a week and a half or so ago, I called my local the voting person. I don't know who you deal with. Anyway, I said... could you please tell me my status, as far as being, registered or whatever. She goes, oh, so it puts me on hold, comes back. She says, oh, I see the last time you voted, and she tells me, and that was for Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, but you're welcome to vote anytime. And I said, now, wait a minute here. I said, no, I unregistered to vote. And she said, oh, well, yeah, I do. There is a note here that says you did unregister.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't even going to tell me that unless I brought it up. But, yeah, I'm not on the voting rolls.
I don't know, Katie. I'd have to go look at it. I would have to go look at it, because I don't believe that they're taking us off.
Well, yeah, I wonder that, too. That's why I called, and was after you've been talking about it. I thought, I'm going to give them a little jingle here and just check it out. And she said, oh, yeah, there is a note here. And I said, okay, yeah. I mean, no, I'm not on the voting rolls. So, anyway, but, yeah.
How could you,
yeah,
you vote if you weren't on the voting rolls?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think they're lying. I mean, I've got a written paper saying that I'm unregistered to vote, but I think this is why they're so desperate with this goddamn thing, with these invaders coming in. They do need acquiescence from some goddamn body, and I think the people are pulling up, and I think that's why the goddamn libertarians, these Ron Paulers, are fucking pissed and hating us, because it's working. People are, I mean, think about it logically. If the idea here is the governed, the government governs with the consent of the governed. If the governed are removing the consent, I mean, would that logically that be the first thing? I mean, once you see that this voting thing, I mean, they'll tell you any time it ain't around election time, they'll tell you the vote's a whole total goddamn fraud. There's millions of illegals voting in it. They don't even goddamn know who's voting in it. And not to mention the voting machines, you know, that have been proven that they're goddamn, tampered with. On a regular basis are tampered with. It's a tampered with vote. The vote, you can't count on it. So one person going out there and thinking that their vote means any goddamn thing is completely psychotic, other than the fact that your vote does matter. Being registered does matter something, because you can take that goddamn roll out, and if you say, where's the consent of the governed here, government? Hey, what are they going to do? They're going to take off those voting rolls, and they're going to say, right here. Here it is. Here's the people that are deciding, the people right that live next door to you here. They're deciding everything for you. They're giving the consent for everything we're doing. This is a no-brainer. Of course, I mean, why wouldn't there have been a drive like this a whole long time ago? And think if it was on a level that you could get out like Alex Jones gets out. and you and people were by the millions unregistering to vote. Can you convince yourself that that wouldn't have more of an effect than this phony ass bullshit game you just played with Trumpy? If the people did that unregistered in mass, I mean, they can't ignore it. They can pretend like it ain't happened, but in the real world where they're out on the streets and they know what's going on, they can't ignore it. You would see it. They would got two options. They could come at us with everything they got, which is what they need to do because we need to get this shit over with. Or they would try to, you would see a new guy come out, a new carnival barker, and he'd be talking about the Bill of Rights. He wouldn't quite go in. I mean, he'd be, mealy-mouthing around it like that guy from, goddammit, Michigan back there. I can't think of the guy's name, Tater. John Tater, he'd be mealy-mouthing around it. He wouldn't understand it. It's like, that's what I've been hearing every time this guy comes up. It's like somebody's sitting there telling him things to say to try to relate into what we're doing. That's like, if we're insignificant, why is everybody trying to fucking manipulate around to act like they're us? You know what? We have no problems in. We're not the libertarians. We're not the Republicans. We're not the Democrats. We want nothing to do with them. We don't want to be associated with them. But goddamn. They don't want to disassociate with us. Wonder why? It's like I said, what it takes in this kind of a situation when you have an international communist body in here backed with goddamn guns, you better have so, if you were actually going to try and make a political move, not for the Bill of Rights, because they'll never have that, because that would take everything they got. It wouldn't leave nobody in power but the people, and they never will have that. But if you were going to make a move, you're going to have to say, well, and if they just say, you know, like when we go up against them, you know, you reach a point and they just go, fuck you. What are you going to do about it? Fuck you. Yeah, your paperwork is absolutely correct. And yes, we are running a military court here and fuck you, you know. But when the guns, you know, and it's looking like you got somebody saying, well, I guess we're going to have to go here and start shooting them. And you actually see the guns come out like at Bunkerville. And then you start, and then you got a political power with a goddamn military force behind it. Then that changes everything, doesn't it? And that is exactly what every goddamn one, that's what Trumpy's doing. And even the Democrats, you know, they got the goddamn, their Antifa and all these people going out there and beating on people. But it comes down, when you get to an issue that is so far off the goddamn rail as this is, it's coming down to, like I told you people, before any guns are going to go off, you're going to see fist fighting. I'm not talking about rioting. I'm talking just everywhere you go, somebody's going to be knocking the piss out of somebody because they've had enough of this shit and it's come right down to the person. To an individual, because we're not joining up. Where there's not going to be any command structure in the beginning of this, because there cannot be. It would be corrupted in a minute. It already has. Let's get real. It has to come down. I mean, I think the people who wrote that Bill of Rights, I mean, I got to imagine them sitting down in a room and trying to figure this. How in the hell are we going to counter this? How are we going to counter this? And you know, it was somebody there, some son of a bitch. Because the counter should have been going to Philadelphia and shooting those fucking aristocrats down right then and there. As soon as they wrote, they'd already, you know, decided and put themselves together a government while our people were in the field fighting the British. They done did that. But now they were going to codify it. They wrote them a constitution and made them the goddamn rulers and everything. That should have been it. They should have went to Philadelphia and killed every goddamn one of them, hung them in the streets, and then sit down with the people, all the people, and say, you know, we're going to have a fair vote in this country. I mean, if you've watched Gangs of New York, like the voting, that's how it's really been in this country since the beginning of this shit with the voting and shit. It's all been a goddamn lie. But you'd have had the people there with the guns who had just fought the war, blood on their hands, and they knew what they wanted. And every one of them would have wanted an honest vote. And we're going to make goddamn sure this vote's honest. And it ain't going to be the aristocrats that come up because I got all the money. I financed the war. I'm going to be president. You want to be treasurer? That's what it was. It would have been, hey, this guy here, man, he fought and he knows what he's fighting for. This man over here, he's a farmer. Yeah, ain't no John Adams. He's just a goddamn farmer. But he's well read. He's an educated man. And he breathes the rights of the people. And then that guy could have stood up and everybody equal access. Not because you got money, you get seen. It's like what today? I mean, they tell you, well, these three parties, you know, these libertarians, we keep running. We can't win because, well, they got all the money and stuff. But we got like 3% of the vote. No, what you did was you provided 3% consent for the son of a bitch that did win, didn't you? And that's been the plan all along. That's all this shit's been about. All my life, all your life. Clear back to the beginning, people. It never, this Constitution of for and by the people didn't write that son of a bitch. The people didn't get together and talk in little committees across this country and say, what, how do we want this to be? No, the same handful of aristocrats who were oppressing the people in the colonies under the King's Charter were standing up there writing their goddamn Masonic goddamn Constitution. So that they, to brighten it out for them to rule you, for them to be the ruling party, control all the wealth and the assets of the United States. And they, and it was already written. And that's when the people with the anti-federalists got together and the people said, I said, oh, no goddamn way. We might as well go and finish this goddamn fight. So they sit down and they said, how do we put this in check? And you know, you look at the anti-federalist papers and everything they outlined in there, they put it, they put the Bill of Rights together so that it would check those things. So that as an individual, if one of these fucking aristocrats tried to come lord over you in any of one of these areas, you could snag him and bring him over into the common law. He was just like you. He wasn't an aristocrat. He was the fella answering your complaint. Just another fella. And see, they checked and it checked each everything that they were going to do. I mean, clear down to, you know, like the excise taxes, the taxation we're getting nailed with today. This illegal taxation, it never could be. That's why the due process was put in there. They said, well, they're going to try and take everything that we create here for themselves. They're setting up there right now like goddamn kings, deciding which one is going to be head king. So we better think this thing through. So, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to put this together and it's going to say that the only way that anything can be taken from me is if another person through a lawsuit is showing a damage or through a civil crime, showing a fine for a civil crime is the only way that any of anybody's property, any American national's property can be removed from them. Government can't do it. And we're going to codify it. We're going to put a ninth article in there that says that no such power that can ever change or touch any of this due process dictated in this document can ever be changed. I mean, they did it. They put it there. And back then, you see, as long as it took them to really start tearing it apart, because it was right up to 1865 when the Civil War, the so-called Civil War, that's when they'd reached apex. I mean, they'd been going and trying to get at it and trying to tear it apart and trying to remove it because it was in their goddamn way of being goddamn kings in this country and us being the plebs. And it finally got to the point where push and shove, and then the people filed the mandamus, and this is where it all went south, people. And that's not a pun. Anyway, stay right where you're at. We'll pick this up on the other side. Yeah, go ahead.
You said civil crime? I don't really understand that. In other words, it's either civil or criminal.
I'll tell you what a civil crime is when we get back after this break.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and then there if you hit our few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1236 Pacific Time, and that was Blackberry Smoke with Payback's a Bitch, and it's going to be. That being said, Charlie asked about talking about civil crime. Well, civil crime is crime against civilization. That'd be, like murder, rape, fraud, because it's a crime that's, though it's against an individual, it's a crime against humanity. It's like crimes against humanity. It's a crime against civilization. It's a civil crime. In our common law, the way we're supposed to be running, because there's no legislated laws. There's not legislated laws we go by. We live our lives like we want to live them. So long as we're not bothering anybody else, we're not breaking any goddamn law. We can't. As long as we're not violating another's rights, that's the only thing we can do, is violate another's rights. But let's say that somebody gets killed and they don't have no relatives that can prosecute it. What would happen then in the common law? Well, the sheriff, you elected that sheriff. He protects everybody's rights. He's with everybody on, when they go to exercise their authority through a court, that sheriff's their right-hand man. He's their gunman and the undersheriff or the constable. And if the, what if the sheriff shoots somebody and kills them wrongfully? Well, then you got the coroner and the undersheriff that are supposed to put that, you're supposed to prosecute the sheriff or either way, in that little group. Or, if they kill your relative, you prosecute it. You take that person to court and you prosecute them for the civil crime of murder, or the civil crime of rape, or the civil crime of fraud. These are crimes that, that are crimes against civilization. against a civil authority of the people, for it to be civil. The best way I can put it.
It's criminal. It's a criminal case.
Oh, yeah. It's a civil crime.
Not civil.
Civil crime. See, that's where they got this notion that the state has to prosecute everybody. It was never meant for anybody to have to go up against the power of the state. The state was never to have no power to inflict on the people. That's the argument in the Federalist and Anti-Federalist papers. The Anti-Federalist said, yeah, goddamn, you build this goddamn monster. You take our wealth and build this monster, you're going to turn it loose on us. Oh, we can never do that. You see, we're bound here in this little 10-mile square. Washington, D.C., and, you know, just the post offices and little things that we're going to, you know, that flag started creeping out across the country into the states where it had no goddamn business being, because they were not federal territories. You know, they were not under federal jurisdiction. It was state jurisdiction for the local matters, you know, like having a state building to raise militia. You know, where did the state buildings fall into or the state apparatus actually fall into the equation? Well, if you had a big problem, the whole idea with having any government, I mean, like the federal government, was if you have, I mean, what if a foreign country invades the states and starts coming after the states? Well, we're all going to come together and we're going to put them down as a united force. Under the United States, the Citadel in Washington, D.C. will be the rallying point. Each state would send their delegates there. Okay, I'm putting up this many men, this many supplies. We're going to move them this way. There had to be coordination. You know, like when they moved all of those so-called refugees into Europe by the millions, there's a little logistics involved here. And at the state level, you had a threat to the state, then the state if there was a threat to the people's Bill of Rights, to the people's right to live free and govern themselves, that's when the state apparatus would kick in, just like the federal one, because each individual is not supposed to have to go out there like we're going to have to do in the end. Is not supposed to have to do that. You would petition the state for the grievance. The state would say, God damn, yeah, you've got this, you've got Canada coming into goddamn North Dakota here, and they've took a hunk of this fellow's land up there. Well, the state of North Dakota can't allow the sovereign borders to be breached, and that fellow's got his right to his land. They have to protect. That's what you had them for, to protect your goddamn rights, to your rights to own property. It wasn't so that they could have property and rule over you. But then an army would have to be raised, like on a federal level. If it was, it became an issue with Canada, because it started with Canada and North Dakota, or one of the border states up there. And somebody they encroached, and somebody started settling on somebody's land on this side of the border. They said, get out. And then the authorities from Canada come down and start backing the play of the person who's stepped over the line. Well, then you go to Washington, D.C., and you say, well, the Canadians have breached the border here. This man here is put in the complaint for, he wants redress for his grievance. He's grieving. He's aggrieved. He's had his land seized by the Canadians. He can't fight the Canadians. He's a part, he could shoot at him, I suppose. I guess I would. But the bottom line here is then the Congress sits down and they say, we have a problem. Canada's came over here and they got Henry's land up here. They've come over in their homestead and right on his goddamn land and breach of the borders of the goddamn state of whichever. And then they say, well, okay, then we allocate this much money. We put the from each state, each delegate is here. Okay, Virginia, okay, you're going to send a regiment. And Tennessee, you're going to send a regiment. And everybody agrees. And here's this federal army. Okay, here's the financing for it. Here's where the supplies are going to come from. The army's going to gather here. And they're going to go up there and kick the fucking Canadians off this guy's property. That's what it was for. That's all it was for. Not to control your lives or run businesses. It's like, they got in here. Every business is actually run by the government. And that is communism. Make no mistake about it. But it's also imperialism and Fabian socialism. But that's all the government was for, was to protect what the people had gained, which was their right to live their lives self-governing under the common law and own property that could never be touched. And if it did get touched first, you would have to touch it through the individual. But then that individual would enforce his rights through the state, which is the collective of all the people would come together to enforce his right. And if need be, if it's a foreign country, then the whole goddamn apparatus kicks in. But it was all just there. This is how they sold it to you. To protect your rights, to protect that freedom you had won in that war. But that isn't how it was used now, is it? And there was that's why there was never to be no standing armies. What was you going to pay for a standing army to sit there to so someday if Dakota, you know, we're operating in a world economy. We were operating within the United States. We had the richest piece of real estate on planet Earth. We needed nothing from nobody. Everybody, you look at these wars as they came along. Everybody needed us. Why? Because we had the goddamn, we had all the resources, and we put together the manufacturing apparatus to, if we had to throw a war machine together, you better look out, because we're going to roll your ass over. We had the people, and we had the people with the intelligence, because they weren't slaves. They were allowed to actually go and learn how to read and write and learn science and math, and hell, they could build dams. They could do very incredible things. That's why every war that we stepped into, it was over when we stepped into it. And that, not that we had any business over in Europe, because Europe over there, old Adolf Hitler, he wasn't bothering no American national here in the United States. We had no business over there. But we went over there to preserve international communism. By then, this whole apparatus, it had turned into the monster that the Anti-Federalists predicted. Go ahead.
Yeah, two more things. One is there's a new, and I may not agree with it, but... You know, I've never bought anything on Amazon since they started charging sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
But now eBay, eBay sent it out asking for help from everybody to sign a petition because their government's trying to tax every internet sales now.
Yep, they sure are.
Anyway, I'll send that to you.
I know it is.
The second thing is.
Go ahead.
The second thing is Anthony Bourdain, have you ever?
I've heard the name.
He had that show about all over the world he'd go and, sample the food and parts unknown or something.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about.
But
supposedly he was found, he hung himself, but I think it was the Jews, because just 2 months prior to this, he came out with one of the women that, her name's Asia Argento, it's that Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, I know.
She was the worst one. I mean, she was the first to file a suit against him, and so he was helping her, standing up, in public and everything, and attacking Harvey Weinstein just a couple of months prior to this supposedly hanging in his room.
Oh, assassination, of course. I wouldn't doubt it a bit. On the tax thing. All these goddamn sales taxes, all of these state taxes, all these taxes are a little illegitimate. They were to raise money the same way that the federal government was, through tariffs and through a state tax. It has to be, let's say that we had to have that goddamn little fight up there in Canada we were talking about a minute ago. Now, money would have to be raised for that. It's called a direct tax for a direct purpose. And they'd have to tax corporations. The reason that the Bill of Rights was written with the due process the way it is in it is so that it would protect our property, so that they could never come and take your land or take you with for their own purposes. Right now with it, like up in Washington, they have the sales tax, and then they don't have the state income tax. But this money is not used for a specific tax for a specific purpose. It's like everything, like the lotteries even. It all ends up in the general fund. Well, what's a general fund? Well, it's just for general shit that we think up and write down on a piece of paper. We might think up in the general, using the general fund to come take your second article rights away from you, to come take your guns away from you. Any tax was supposed to be, if it was a state tax, the state legislature would have to say, we need a tax for this purpose. And, they could try to say the general welfare. Let's just say that the first time they try this, they come up in the state of Washington and says, we're decided that we want to build schools. We've decided we want to build schools because we want the people to be smarter. This is for the general welfare of the people. The authority under the general welfare clause flows down through the Constitution to the state Constitution right here to us, and we're going to do it. And even all the people go out and vote, and they say, well, we're going to, they look around and they look up and they kind of take a breath and they go, I think we're going to have us a land tax, a property tax to finance this. Well, you know what? Hey, they could go out there and they can put that on the ballot. Everybody vote for it. And them that wants to can go ahead and give their money over. But them that do not want to cannot be touched. Why? Because the only way you can take their property is through that due process of law. And just because you have a good idea about educating people, that is not a redress for grievance. I've done no harm to anybody. I've damaged no one's property to have to give redress for a grievance involving property. And I've committed no civil crime requiring an indictment and, to be fined out of my property. I've committed no murder, and no sheriff or no citizen has, or no, not national, I ain't going to say the word citizen, has prosecuted me to come to get a court with 12 jurors to say I have to hand this over. See, that's that tax thing, man. That's where they took our country away from us. It's through the taxation. With you just can't do it. That's why the due process was put there. And see, they've always tried. I mean, like Obama, one time you stand up there and he goes, our self-governance, like this fucking federal apparatus has something to do with our self-governance. Well, what they're trying to convince you is your self-governance is you going and voting the goddamn thieves in and them stealing from you. That's your self-governing is voting, people. That's what they're trying to tell you. That's what they have a lot of people in this country convinced of. But it's not. Your self-governing is that common law in your Bill of Rights. You're apart from it. How do you govern? What is governing? It's governing your actions. It's governing what you do. It's how you do your business. And it's all through the common law. It has nothing to do with the state or the federal apparatus that's there to protect your right to live like this. Your right to that self-governance under the common law and the Bill of Rights. That's what the state apparatus is for. Even your local apparatus, your municipality, your county. All of these chartered, it'd be subdivisions of the state. All of these chartered, territories and the jurisdictions that go along, they have to have that common law jurisdiction in there. But the whole reason for any of this shit being created, any of these jurisdictions being created, the only charge of government was to protect your right to live like you had won the right to live under that war. To your self-governance, what they're supposed to be protecting, like the Supreme Court up there telling you, well, yeah, we can take your guns away if we, you son of a bitch. No, you can't. The first place, the ninth article says no power like that should exist, but what are you even talking about this for? Your only charge. Go back and look at the Federalist Papers. Read them. Look what they was selling the people. The reason you need this is to protect your right to self-governance, your right to be in that common law, and absolutely secure in your property and your person, everything, to live your life in peace and be left alone. But when they're attacking, they are the attackers that they claimed that they were going to be there to defend you against, I guess is what it comes down to here, people. Oh. No, what the heck, man, let's see what we got here. I had some things here. Trump has called for Pentagon to make beds available for 20,000 children as U.S. Is this protecting our sovereignty? Is this protecting, this country belongs to the American nationals. It is a part of our sovereignty and within our common law. They can't just dispose of our goddamn country and hand it over to foreigners. Here we are again. 20,000 beds. Instead of going and defending what they should be doing by their charge, go read the Federalist Papers. Don't even have to read the Anti-Federalist. Just see what they were trying to sell you back then. Excuse me. But by rights, what they should be doing now, that the army, now there shouldn't be no standing federal army. But as soon as these son of a bitches started pouring over our borders and coming in here, it should have been the Congress, the first person down there on the border who made the complaint. It would go to the goddamn county, then to the state, and then to the federal government because it's a federal border. And it would have been straight to the federal border, and the goddamn, they would have sent somebody down there, a military person down there, like the head of, I guess it would be the Defense Department, which wasn't supposed to list. We only had like the Navy at the time. That was the only thing that was standing because it was to be kept offshore. Even when they had court martials, they had to take their boats offshore because they couldn't bring that shit on us. But even at that, somebody goes down and says, goddamn, they're flooding over the border. Congress, we're reporting to you here. We got our report. Yeah, they're just a pouring over the goddamn border. They're coming up here to relieve the American people of their property. They think they have a right to come up here and take what belongs to the people we represent. the people who formed this government to protect them from just this goddamn thing, because we do have authority down on the borders. We're supposed to protect the sovereign borders of the United States. That's what the hell we're here for. Not to be over in another country 3,000 miles across the ocean. We ain't got no borders over there, people. We don't have our people. Well, they have contractors over there calling themselves American contractors. That's why you're always going over there to blow somebody up to take their resources for some shit dog contractor over there operating internationally. But, so then they say, well, they're pouring across, sure as shit. Look at them coming across. Oh, man, they're trying to take people's jobs. There wouldn't be no welfare system because you wouldn't need it. It would be ridiculous to think about it if the people truly had the common law and access to their resources of richest country on planet Earth. They would have no need for any welfares or anything like that. But they're coming across, man. They're stealing the corn. I mean, they're coming across. They're coming in. Oh, they're raping our women. Oh, let's see, man. They're coming through and they got guns. They're shooting our people. They're saying that this is their goddamn country. They're flying a fucking Mexican flag down there. Okay, that's it. Okay, all the delegations, all 50 of you son of a bitches and all the representatives, get up here. We're calling court here. This is the problem. We need an army. We got to put an army together. So, okay, Virginia, what can you do? I'll send a regiment. New York, we send two regiments. We got to, before the day's out, you got all these guys signed up, and now we got to provision that army. So now you name a commander, and the commander goes and he starts naming his subordinates out of the militia. The militia's been called up, and so you got the commanders right up to the political level of it. And so then, okay, this is where the resource is going to come. Here's the transportation. We're going to take them by rail down there. We're going to take them by rail down to the border. Here's the provisions going to be on the same train with them. And we're going to download here. This is where downloading. Here's where the problem is. You download your army. They come in and shoot the son of a bitches out of here, secure the border, and that's the end of it. And they don't want to go. They die. Oh, we send in children. You're crossing a border. You don't do that. It's like we're trapped in this kind of conundrum where they're talking about, you can't do nothing because they're children. Well, you can't cross the fucking border. How about that? You let it be known. Now you got fair, they're trying to act like they come and captured these kids and put them in these facilities and they're holding them against their will. And say, no. They came here as a goddamn unit coming straight into our country illegally as an invasion force. I don't care if they're goddamn toddlers. You toddle across that fucking line, we're shooting you. Get it through your head. And if that, once that's established, man, I mean, let's don't play games. People have understood it for a whole long time. You just don't go wandering into North Korea now, do you? Why? Because they'll shoot you. That's why. They have a fucking border and they mean it. So you establish that, and man, they want to test your goddamn resolve. Oh, they wouldn't shoot a kid, would they? Oh, son of a bitch, they would. I guess we better stay away from their border. Quit trying to go into their country and take it over. I guess they mean it. And that's how it's supposed to work, people. But, here we are. Now they're going down. I mean, an old Trumpy, he's accommodating, man, because of their children. I guess, why didn't Hitler think of this? Just go get all your Hitler youth. And, just have them walk across the goddamn border and take the place. I mean, you can't defend yourself against children, I guess. If they want to put the children up, if you tried this shit, a goddamn person, they'll call your home a compound. And then they'll come to your house, your home, and call your a compound. You got your children in there. Did they care about killing children there at Mount Carmel? Did they care one goddamn bit? No. You have your children there, and they're using them as human shields. Well, that's what I say they're doing. Them goddamn Mexicans, Hondurans, El Salvadorans, Guatemalans are using those children as human shields to invade our country. And that's exactly what's going on. But no, that ain't what's going on, guys. 70% of these kids are not even here by their parents. They're sending them. They're sending them to get a foothold. And then, you look at, like I said, do you think they're really going to deport anybody here? I mean, Trump, he's up there saying, we're going to keep this strict thing. No, you're not. You can't deport them. You've already said that, then they make this shit up as they go along. Make no mistake about it. And somebody filed a court case or something like this. I don't give a shit. Did you file any for the American nationals that you're stealing their property? No, you didn't. You have no right to be here. None. You have no rights inside the United States. Only American nationals do. It's our fucking law for us, not you. Some son of a bitch from somewhere else. You step across the line, all of a sudden you're us. No, you're not.
Henry.
Yes.
I want to tell you, I was looking at an article by the Daily Mail out of England there. And anyway, they were showing the, you know, children in the cages. And, you know, these weren't children. They were like 18, 20, 21. These were men.
Just before I came up here, they were showing a bunch of them. They called them young teens. Fighting age men is what they were. And there's a whole compound for them out there playing basketball and shit, man, like a prison. Okay? And but you know, a real nice freaking prison. They showed the goddamn dorms and shit, all this stuff. Our people are living on the streets. Our people living in tents. Their kids are filthy. They can't, I mean, here come these fat ass women with their goddamn kids. But this is how they're doing it. They think that, well, goddamn, we'll just make the invasion force. We'll invade them with kids. We got as much kids as we do adults. Once we get the kids here, we'll be just like, you can't do nothing because they're kids. And then we'd say, well, we had a communist court say that you can't separate the families. So now, Ma, here comes mom and dad and the bigger brothers and all this stuff coming over here, and they said, well, deport them. I'm going to deport them. Well, you can't. You can't separate them. Well, I'll deport the whole goddamn lot. No, you won't. You can't make the children leave. Don't you see this shit for what it is? That's what it is, people. Anyways, mercifully, we have reached the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I'll tell you what, man, these people who want to come up, say, what are you doing here? We don't want to be associated with you. Why do you want to be associated with us? We're such bad people. And we're so radical and we have all these wrong ideas. Why do you want to be associated? Oh, that's right. We got balls and you don't. And that is the word from the trenches.
Man above.
You too, brother.
I have done all I can do.
Cookies!